you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we've had a really interesting conversation. And I know I say that all the time, but I swear every week I am so fascinated with the conversations that we have here. But this is such a timely conversation because so many of our listeners are either going to be coming into this area or are going to be leaving this area. And they really need to think about the conditions of their pets and what it is that they go through first to get to you, and then once they buy them from you, to get them back into their eventual environment that they're going to be kept in.
Yeah, if we can, just for those that are listening, just, you know, think twice. I mean, my wife has this, like, empathetic heart. You can hear it from Michael. He has this empathetic heart. He's really in pace with the animals and what they're experiencing. My wife is in pace with what the animals experience. And if we can just stop and realize, you know, for those that are maybe a little more like, well, what, you know, I never thought about that. You think about the animal and what it's going through and just stop and kind of be empathetic to what they're going through. And it's easy to kind of solve those problems. But if you don't know those problems exist, you know, you're not going to take that extra time.
Right. But Rick, one of the things that I don't think necessarily I ever thought about until I really went into your back room and saw the degree to which you welcome animals, most people are transporting their animals maybe an hour, 2 hours, something like that. But you've literally got animals that are traveling across continents and are coming to you and have been in planes or on ships. And the degree to which you go about acclimating these animals before they ever even make it to the store floor is really a marvelous thing. And from our conversation, I understand that not every pet store goes through that step, and that's unfortunate.
Well, just like I was talking about Michael and Debbie and how they kind of are empathetic to what those animals are and what they need, you know, in the fish department, that's something that I've lived in and I've felt over the many, many, many years. And to be calloused, to hear about the journey that these animals have, and then just to throw them on the sales floor and start selling them, that is being callous. That is being insensitive. You know, we need to be sensitive to the kind of the conditions of those animals when they come in, or we're not doing our job. I mean, there's this entire distribution, and the distribution is focused on getting them from point A to point B, from point B to point C, sometimes to point D, but usually that's the number of locations. Each one of those might involve a plane ride. Each one of those might be, you know, anywhere from a 3 hour or maybe a 2 day journey to get to those points. So their job isn't necessarily to make sure the animal is perfectly healthy and ready for you, the consumer. Their job is to get it from point A to point B and to you, or point A to point B to point C to you. And then, what we do is we focus on those that do it the best, okay? But still, it's inevitable that when those animals are bagged up, like fish, you know, you might have a styrofoam box that's 18 inches by 18 inches by maybe 8 inches tall, and in there might be 100 fish. Maybe small fish. They're only maybe an inch, inch and a half, something like that. But they have to live within that styrofoam box for several hours. We've done it for a you know, several decades, so we know what we're doing. The industry knows what they're doing. But still, when they come in, they're breathing hard. The water chemistry isn't perfect. All the things that we talked about at the beginning of the show come full circle. They've had temperature changes. They've kind of bruised themselves up with fish nets and in the bag and each other. So what we do is we just recognize that a long time ago, that when you don't take the extra time and isolate the fish and put them in their own area, away from the customer and the traffic, you have a much higher mortality rate. You have long-term issues in your tanks that you're always fighting, and then you have a lineup of customers that are trying to figure out what's wrong with their fish tank. When you don't do those things, we have no lineup of customers waiting to figure out what's wrong with their tank. Everybody's happy. Everybody has these fish in their living room, and they're enjoying them. They're feeding them. They're acting normal.
Right. Well, but the one thing I think about is also the issue of when I get that fish and I buy it from you, it's important that I get it home pretty quickly, because the longer that I keep it in that bag, in a different environment, in a different temperature, it can harm it. And then when I put that bag in the tank, letting it soak in that water so it acclimates to the water that it's going into, sometimes I'm in such a hurry, I just want to see them floating around with all the other
fish. And then let them loose. Well, it can't hurt that much. I'll just let them loose in the tank, right?
Exactly. You got it exactly. I want to see them with the other fish. But it's important that you acclimate them so that they stay healthy. That's the most important thing.
There's a few things you can do. Whether we get one for you from our loft where we have extra styrofoam boxes, or you come in with your cooler, okay? Come prepared so that they aren't subjected to any more temperature change as much as you can. Bring in a water sample and let's test the parameters just to make sure the fish isn't going to be subjected to a very big shift in pH.
Right.
You know, so those are the things you can do proactively. And then, out of courtesy for the fish, you know, if you've got a long list of laundry things to do for the day, grocery store and whatnot, you know, get those things done first. Make the pet store the best last experience of the day. Come visit us at that point.
Right. And that is an important step. Well, Rick, for all of our listeners, if they want to give us some comments, you're welcome to do so. All you have to do is go to our website and send us an email at mmpets@1320wils.com. Or you can listen to this show live streaming on the internet from anywhere, as long as you have a computer. Or you can listen to our previous shows and get an idea of some of the things that we talk about on this show. And the website is 1320wils.com. Just go there and really give us your comments, because we would love to hear them. On behalf of our producers, Nick Casey and Holly Rotter, for Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen saying thank you for joining us. We hope you'll be back with us next week. And in the meantime, have a great week. And for gosh darn sake, will you please take good care of your pets? Have a great week, everybody.